Can we give them another hand? Don't worry. They'll be back for another song. So, yeah. Did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know?
The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations?
Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb, the sleeping child you're holding is the great I
Instead, all I got for Christmas that year was a Barbie. but it was okay because then the next year I got an iPod.
I think one year technology was really advanced, and so I remember being at this Christmas party and I would go on the computer on the NORAD site and you can see where Santa is. Like, it would track it. And so I would count down to the time Santa was supposed to come.
Favorite part about Christmas is having family together and spending time with them. And Christmas trees.
I think listening to the Christmas music and just going out and looking at Christmas lights with my family.
By far, it's Elf. Because of Mr. Narwhal. He's just really cool. It's a sea animal with a unicorn horn thing. And he pops up and he goes like, "Bye buddy, hope you find your dad." It's probably the best part.
I think it'd be the Santa Claus, because I mean, I watched it when it first came out. Oh, that and Home Alone.
I don't know if you've heard of it, but Jingle All the Way. And he's just like trying to find the doll. I watched it over and over. It means being with my family and just remembering why or how Jesus died for us.
Christmas has always been about like the joy of it, just being together with everyone.
Spending time with family and then also remembering why Christmas is even a season. Just celebrating Jesus' birth and being thankful for his coming and his death and resurrection.
Who is Jesus? Was he just a carpenter or a prophet? A teacher? A preacher? A spiritual leader? Was he a healer or a wise man? A great man? A mystical sage? A worker of miracles? Or could he be all of the above and maybe so much more?
Young man up on a hillside, teaching new ways. Each word winning them over, each heart a kindle flame. Old men watch from the outside, guarding their prey, threatened by the voice of a paragon, leading their lands away. And nobody knew his secret ambition. Nobody knew his claim to fame. He was the old world steeped in tradition. He tore the holy veil away, questioning those in powerful position, running to those who call his name. But nobody knew his secret ambition was to give his life away. his rage shaking the temple, his word to the wise, his hand healing on the seventh day, his love wearing out the disguise. Some say death to the radical, he's way out of line. Some say bring me the miracle, God says a blessed sign, a blessed sign for troubled times. And nobody knew his secret ambition, nobody knew his claim to fame. He broke the old rules steeped in tradition, he tore the holy veil away, and questioning those in powerful position, running to those who called his name. But nobody knew his secret ambition was to give his life away. Nobody knew his secret ambition, nobody knew his claim to fame. He broke the old rules steeped in tradition, he tore the holy veil away, and questioning those in powerful position, running to those who called his name. But nobody knew his secret ambition was to give life away.
storm. We've been asking the question all night. Who is Jesus? And I think it's pretty clear that he was more than just an ordinary man. He walked on water. He calmed the storms. He raised people from the dead. He healed their illnesses. And I think if you were to ask any of us here on the stage tonight who we believe Jesus is, we would all tell you without hesitation that we believe that Jesus is God, who came to earth to give us a way, to pave the way, make the way, to be our sacrifice, to give us forgiveness of sins. And so as you go on through this Christmas season, I just want to maybe put this thought in your head, to just rethink who Jesus means to you this year.
Show us the reasons to live. The Christmas trees, they were so bright with presents all around. The Christmas crown, the tree of life with blood that sacrificed. The
If you know the song, please come on up. Humbling his confidence and wondering why the world has passed him by. Hoping that he's meant for more than arguments and failed attempts to fly high, fly high.
We were meant to live for so much more. Have we lost ourselves? Somewhere we live inside. We were meant to live for so much more. Ourselves,
somewhere we live inside. Dreaming about providence and whether mice or men have second tries. Maybe we've been living with their eyes half open. Maybe we're bent and broken. Broken.
We were meant to live for so much more. And we lost ourselves. Somewhere we live inside. Somewhere we live inside. We were meant to live for so much more. And we lost ourselves. Somewhere we live inside.
more than this world's got to offer. We want more than this world's got to offer.
Everyone.
We want more than the wars of our fathers. And everything inside screams for second life. Yeah!
We were meant to live for so much more.
Have we lost ourselves?
We were meant to live for so much more.
Have we lost ourselves?
We were meant to live for so much more.
Have we lost ourselves?
We were meant to live. We were meant to live.
listen to the story. About a love more faithful than the morning. The Father gave his only Son just to save us. The earth was shaken in the dark. All creation felt the Father's broken heart. Its tears were filling heaven's eyes. The day that true love died, the day that true love died. When blood and water hit the ground, walls we couldn't move came crashing down. We were free and made alive. The day that true love died, the day that true love died. Your heart, no, you can't deny it. Come on, lose your life, and just so you can find it. The Father gave his only Son just to save us. Earth was shaking in the dark. All creation felt the Father's broken heart. Its tears were filling heaven's eyes. The day that true love died, the day that true love died. When blood and water hit the ground, the walls we couldn't move came crashing down. We were free and made alive. The day that true love died, the day that true love died.
Jesus is alive, Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive, Jesus is alive, Jesus is alive. Oh, he is alive, he rose again.
When blood and water hit the ground, and walls we couldn't move came crashing down. We were free and made alive. The day that true love died, the day that true love died. Blood and water hit the ground. The walls we couldn't move came crashing down. We were free and made alive. The day that true love died, the day that true
cross where your love poured out, and bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down, rid me of myself, I belong to you, oh, lead me, lead me to the cross. Myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me, lead me, lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself. I belong to you, oh, lead me, lead me to the cross.
Thank you, everyone. We have one more song by them.
Heavenly hosts sing. Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Ooh, ooh,
so it boils down. Christmas can be a complicated thing. It can be a simple thing. And it really boils down to, for those who are here and do believe in that Jesus Christ came down to this world, it's our prayers that it can boil down to something as simple as that, a message of where on that night God gave birth, and that birth was to a son, and that son became a savior. So we celebrate that night, and that night is, really we don't know exactly which night it is. Does it fall on Christmas? We don't know. But what we do know is that the savior was born, and because he was born, he lived a life, and he lived a perfect life, a life that had miracles to show his authority as God, a life which showed us how to live a life that he wants, a life where he asked us to come and follow me, a life where he ends up dying on the cross for things, sins that he did not commit, and a life where he rose again, and that we may have life in him. And in that, we hope that tonight can be a night where we can just celebrate that birth, which ultimately led to a life that we can have with God through Christ. So with that, we hope that this Christmas can be that. For those who don't know about the Lord and Savior, we hope that you'd be able to take the time and reflect on that during this Christmas time. It is found in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, on the story of Christ's birth. And of course, you probably came with some friends and stuff like that. We just encourage that you guys talk and think and ask questions. So with that, I just want to give a last round of applause, a hand for just so many folks. I'm going to forget the folks, but there are a lot of people in the back. I'm not even going to mention names because they probably don't want their names to be mentioned, of the people who coordinated this and spawned off the idea. I know there's folks in the missions committee. There's folks that the pastor's wife, I'm not going to mention her name. And Ming and the Tim, I'm not going to mention their names because they worked really hard in getting the music teams together and the praise leads, as you can see, and the people here. Can we all give them a round of applause? There are a bunch of aunts as well, and I think at least one uncle who made the bubble tea, and they're probably not even here anymore because they've been there since 3 o'clock and everything like that. But a round of applause, and the. And the rest of the night is yours. Feel free to just hang out here. Feel free to go outside and just hang out in the lobby and stuff like that. Don't stay too late, because I know the folks who are locking up probably want to get home as well. But enjoy your night, and Merry Christmas to you all.